When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, and welcome. I am Joko.
This is Haley.
And you're tuning in to the Permission to Stand podcast, where every Thursday you get your weekly hefty dose of K-pop talk, news updates, all that good stuff, everything in between, outside, and all around. And I think you could find us on some social media stuff, Haley.
Find us on Instagram and TikTok at Permission to Stand Podcast.
We got our concert videos, of course, over there, and a lot of other fun stuff. We talk and chat with you all who listen and tune into the podcast, where we are also available pretty much on every podcast streaming platform. Haley, we have a lot.
I know.
A lot of stuff to talk about this week. Like a lot of little like news tidbits, I guess you could say.
Tidbits.
Yes. Titbits. Yes. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yes. So, we will have some talk about Bible studies, but not just any Bible studies, Haley.
Yeah.
Bible studies with JYP himself.
So random.
JY Poppy, or should I say, Father JY.
Okay.
And also, he released a new song with his JYP family, his kids, the JYP kids. There's a lot of comebacks and a lot of interesting like MVs and stuff to talk about, like that's going on. A lot of different tours to talk about as well. And we also will be talking about some interesting, very unique situation that happened.
You mean a shitty situation?
Oh, you're right. very quote unquote shitty, literally, also, situation at the Hanteo Awards. Because someone had literally shat themselves.
They got so excited. Just kidding.
Or did they?
Or did they?
Or was it all planned and premeditated? But yes, someone shat themselves in GA near the idols at the Hanteo Awards. We will talk about that and all the interesting stuff in between. So I believe we should get started this week. We got a lot of stuff and interesting stuff to talk about. A lot of groups too. So we're going to cover a lot of different groups. I'm pretty sure we'll cover a few groups from like, that many of our listeners follow, right? Okay, let's see. Comebacks, February 23rd. It's about damn time. Twice. So we've been talking about it for a while, right?
Yes.
Their actual 13th mini album with Youth is going to finally drop. The title track was not With You.
The All Spark. Just kidding.
It's
One Spark.
I almost said the All Spark. the title track is not The All Spark as much as Megatron and Optimus Prime would wish it was. No, it's called One Spark. And so far, I mean, with what they've dropped so far for their most recent video, it's very promising. Very promising. Super looking forward to this comeback. Also, Twice is going to also have a live going on. I'm not sure where they're going to broadcast it. Most likely it's going to be, actually, maybe YouTube. Oh, shit, I have the notes right here. It's going to be on YouTube and Naver. It's obviously for their comeback. It's going to be on February 27th at 7:30 p.m. KST, Korean Standard Time. Let me do the math for you. 2:30 a.m. That's right, a.m.
Yes.
Here in the U.S., Pacific Standard Time. We always get the shitty times here.
My demon hours.
So there you go. Haley will actually be awake-ish.
I will be.
So there you go. So that's what's going on also for their comeback. February 26th. Okay, so just not to confuse you, February 23rd, that's the comeback album. Then they have their actual live on February 27th. So it's kind of held a little couple of days after. Okay, so February 26th, we have Taeyong. We know Taeyong from NCT. He's going to actually have his second mini album called Tap. Gravity is
Gravity.
We do enjoy Gravity. A little bit of them whenever we see them each year
at KCON.
At KCON, our annual Gravity concert. Yep. Let's see. They have their seventh mini album. They've come a long way. Mm-hmm. That's crazy. The seventh mini album. Title track is Love or Die. So that's also February 26th. Then moving on to the 28th of February, mm-hmm. NCT Wish.
Oh.
Have you heard of this one?
I have heard of NCT Wish. I forgot about
them. Oh, well, if you haven't, yes, NCT, the big SM group with like, feels like hundreds of members, but not hundreds of members. Close to it. The closest to 100.
I think they have like 23.
Closest to than any other idol group that I can think of. NCT has a new subunit, I guess you should say. It's going to be called NCT Wish. Their title track, guess what it is called?
Wish.
Ah, you're good. That's a good guess. NCT Wish, they're going to have their title track Wish. And they're basically, yeah, the newest subunit for NCT. And also, they will be based in Japan, apparently.
So that means they're probably like, they're a Japan group then.
Yeah, I guess you could say that. But there's Korean members. So it's like a blend. It's like, I think I was looking at it half and half almost.
Mm.
Or very close. So yeah, that's what's going to happen.
They have Wish and Dream.
Yeah, exactly. So now you can add Wish to the Dream and to 127 and all the other NCTs.
Wavy.
Oh, that's true. Wavy technically is.
One.
So there you go. Yeah. They're collecting everything, different parts of the world. So there you go. Just waiting for NCT America or something. Maybe NCT
Global.
Murica. 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 Let's see.
NCTG.
What's
Global.
G?
Global.
Okay, Haley, that's enough out of you. Good try. You got a C for effort for that one. ATs also will be having a third single, but it's a JP single. So it's a Japan single. It's called Not Okay. That's also coming out the same time as the Wish's debut.
Mm-hmm.
And we do have like a random one that you sent me.
Oh, yeah, this is just random.
So this is not even in February. This is like all in a couple months from now. It's going to be in April, but apparently Haley just wanted to tell the world
that TXT will be releasing a new album.
So there you
in
go.
April. There's no dates yet.
TXT but. Comeback. And I mean, when they have it, hopefully, well, they're probably
that
most likely going to tour.
Yeah.
Hopefully a U.S. included global tour, which they usually do. They're pretty good with that. I think we're going to watch them, right?
We'll see.
Well, not like Barricade. Like the seats we had last time, it was still fun.
Yeah, we'll see.
Whoa, you had me put the news here and we'll see?
I know, because I like their songs.
So we're just we'll see.
Yeah.
Why?
Because of Stray Kids.
I don't think we're going to have them falling on the same date as Stray Kids.
No, we're not. But then, I mean, like money-wise, I just say
it's
for
it's
them.
Okay. It's okay. We just buy some 200 sections and we're okay. Good to go. It's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's see. We have some other stuff. I mean, we talked about a lot of comebacks. Let's kind of go over a few of them that recently happened. We've kind of talked about, but we'll actually talk about like more in depth instead of just bringing up when it is. Haley, this is you.
IU, she released her two music videos recently, like this past week. I don't know if you got to watch them.
I only watched the one that was
when
here.
They're floating away.
Floating, yeah, when they're floating when they're here near our house.
Yeah, they filmed at the same location where J-Hope and Becky G filmed Chicken Noodle Soup.
Chicken Noodle Soup.
Like the same location.
Chicken Noodle Soup.
And then she also filmed right outside of Konoga Park Women's Club.
Wow.
Which is like really close to us.
Because Konoga Park is here in the valley in LA. We're like, LA County's huge, first of all. And I feel like LA County is even bigger than like Oahu, which is like.
Yeah, it is.
You know, where
Hawaii.
Where you're from ish. Yes, Haley's also from Hawaii.
I have three homes.
There you go.
Yes. And then her other music video Shopper was released too. It features DPR Ian, who is an Aussie also.
Your fellow Aussie, yes.
And he is her lead guy in the music video. It's a very interesting music video, actually. It seems kind of like a mini movie. And then also he was the one that directed it for
her.
Mm-hmm.
So directed and acted.
Yes.
Very multi-talented.
IU's getting all the handsome guys. She has him and then Tay. Who else?
She's collecting them all on her Infinity Gauntlet.
Yes.
And Infinity Stones of Pretty Boys. Okay. Let's see. What else do you have here? Anything else you want to say about IU? Besides, we are excited about her tour, but that she has not dropped any more news about.
But at least she has the dates.
That's true. That's true. We don't know when the tickets will drop, but yes, IU, if you did not know, well, now you do. IU did announce that she's going to have a global tour. First, it was kind of leaked on Suga's Switchita.
Yeah.
Then it officially got announced, but we have, like you said, it was dates or was it cities? I don't remember exactly.
I thought it was dates.
It might be dates then.
And cities.
Okay, so.
But just not ticket sales.
So no ticket sales information on that yet, but that's what's happening with that. And super excited because this is going to be the first ever world tour, like, or at least here in the like the West.
Yeah, she's never been here before, like with for IU, a tour.
Like for her own tour, yeah. So that's going to be huge. I'm sure she's going to do super well. I'm sure a lot of people, these are people been waiting since Gen 2.
Right.
Right? Like you, ages. You and the OGs. Yeah. Have been waiting for something
like
this.
15 years or something.
So there we go. It's going to happen finally this year. Let's see. Speaking of, since we're talking about world tours really quick, Espa World Tour has been announced. Also, Winter has long blonde hair. Let's see. Espa World Tour is going to be starting, like, I think, end of June this year. It's they have kind of like dates and cities scheduled up already till the end of September. It's mostly Asia. We're talking like Seoul, Fukuoka, Nagoya. So it's like all Japan.
Yeah, of
Singapore,
course.
Hong Kong, Taipei, Jakarta. I left out Osaka on accident. Saitama also. Taipei, Jakarta. Then she has like a pit stop in Australia, Sydney and Melbourne.
She, Espa.
I mean, they. Sorry, I was thinking IU still for some reason. They.
Mm-hmm.
Then back to Macau, Bangkok, and that's it.
Well, no, for now, coming soon,
and
more.
And more. Mm-hmm. So we'll probably have, like, you know, Europe, hopefully some America, North and South Americas.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see. We'll see what happens. But yeah, and more. So I guess you could start saving all my fellow mice, right?
Is this the same one or is this a different
one?
No,
it's a new one. This is a...
What's it called? Parallel
Sync
Line.
Parallel Line.
Oh, okay.
So that's 2024 Espa Live Tour Sync Parallel Line. Theirs was like Sync something else.
Yeah.
But I think they'd like the word Sync.
Yes.
Speaking about NCT, 2024 NCT Dream World Tour.
Yes.
I don't know the details. I just know it's happening. So there you go. That's the only note
Soon.
I have.
Soon. They released all like the dates and everything.
I think you could find it. Yeah. I'm sure if you follow them on IG and all that stuff, like on X/Twitter. You probably already know. Also, SM Town Live. I mean, if you don't know what SM Town Live is, Haley will tell you what it is.
SM Town Live is basically a family concert for SM artists. And I actually did see the only one that they had here in LA back in 2012.
Wow.
And then they never came back.
That's insane that you were able to witness an
Shiny,
SM Town.
Super Junior.
That's cool. Mm-hmm. So yeah, like it's just like all SM artists. It's pretty cool. They usually only hold this like around Asia, and Haley was lucky enough to even see it here.
Yeah,
like the only one and only time it'll ever probably happen here.
They should be coming now that K-pop is more popular.
Hopefully.
Though. Like what the fuck? 2012 was like there's barely anyone into K-pop.
I want a JYP family.
I do too.
I want a HYBE family. Yes.
Yes. I mean, I think SM Town will probably be more.
HYBE Town. HYBE City. HYBE Conglomerate kind of thing.
Yeah.
SM Town. So anyways, about SM Town, they're going to have a live online stream for it.
Uh-huh.
Well, I guess it's more like, I guess they probably do have a stream for it, but at the same time, it's they also have a thing where I think you could also rewatch it. So it's SMCU Palace at Tokyo.
Uh-huh.
So that's where it's going to be gathering this year. It's revealed that it's going to be on February 20th.
Did that happen already?
Which
yes.
is of this.
It happened.
It's happening already.
Because I remember seeing Rise's post and they were all wearing that t-shirt with the SMCU Palace.
It's crazy because they already had it.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, like, I'm sure everyone, you know, like people in the know, you know, in Japan and
right.
in Korea knew about it. They had all the information. We're only globally just getting this info now. And it's probably just to watch the stream.
Right.
Because they're going to probably restream it as a quote-unquote live stream.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you could order it and you could stream it live on SM Town app or Beyond Live. Mm-hmm. We all know Beyond Live at this point. And if you don't, it's a really good, handy, I guess, like live concert thing for K-pop. artists.
Yeah,
it's
they all
good.
Use it.
It's you could probably find a lot of old concerts too. They had BTS in there if you want to get
Stray Kids is
some
there
BTS
too.
In. If you're an army still missing everyone, so I mean yeah, there's a lot to do and a lot to check out on that app. So let's see. One thing I kind of skipped. We were talking about comebacks since we're still on comebacks and tours kind of thing. Le Sserafim.
Ah yes.
I enjoyed that music video. I've been, to be honest, like their social media has been going crazy because they've been like promoting them so well. Like it's
yeah,
just
even before the so actual much, music video dropped.
So much content, so much teaser trailers, like different, just all kinds of different aspects of like each member also just promoting them, like mm-hmm. how they look
in different outfits.
It's been amazing. It's been amazing. Time to be a Fear Not. And then they finally dropped the music video. I like the song. I like the sound mm-hmm. and the vibe it has. How did you
think
of it?
I mean, it's very fit for Coachella, honestly.
Yeah, to be honest.
Even
yeah.
their outfits, too.
I haven't listened to the whole album yet, so I still need to take my time to do that. But the music video itself was super good. The interesting part, though, about that is that a couple weeks ago, if you weren't aware, G-Idle recently released Wife, right? Mm-hmm. The song. And they didn't broadcast it that much on KBS, if not at all. Did you
right.
know that?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was unfit for broadcasting due to, quote unquote, sexually explicit lyrics.
Is it because they're mention of cream?
Maybe.
I don't know.
I thought it was just they're talking about whipped cream. I don't know. Another one of the B-side tracks from their new album, like I think Rolly, mm-hmm. was also banned because of the mentioning of a brand, I guess, in the lyrics.
Oh.
Did you know Le Sserafim had joined the list of artists with a music video that has been deemed ineligible
no.
for broadcast? So they were not allowed to broadcast, I guess, on KBS as well.
Oh.
Because of the song Easy. Quote unquote, because of risk of imitation.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that comes, I don't know exactly which part, but the thing that comes to my mind was when they dropped the hairdryer in the bathtub.
That.
I'm 100%.
Yeah.
Well, minus 1%. I can be 99% sure since I'm not exactly
sure. I mean,
sure.
That's the only... What else are you going to imitate? Them
right.
dancing
I'm
going to
imitate... Exactly. What if that...
Well, maybe that, though.
Maybe they're in JYP's church.
They're not. Actually, speaking of that, people have been hating about that.
Dancing in the church?
Yeah, so that church was actually the same church that a lot of movies and music videos here in America were filmed.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the Presbyterian Church.
Which?
My Chemical Romance.
Oh my God, come on.
There's like other movies and stuff. I forgot the names of them. But
okay.
People were just basically finding stuff to hate on Le Sserafim, saying like, they shouldn't be dancing in like such a holy place or something like that. I'm like, what are you guys talking about? That place is also like a venue for like weddings and stuff too.
You know how it is. Antis just finding reasons.
They have a lot of concerts there also. So I don't know.
The littlest of reasons without any context or without any, information. They just whatever they see, that's what they believe mm-hmm. and think. Which is sad because that's how a lot of the world is these days. Everyone
it's
just
always
thinks
like antis, basically, just to bring them down.
Yes. So don't worry. Yeah, that was a venue. That's also a Presbyterian church, like
yes.
Haley said.
Mm-hmm.
It's been used for years. Come on,
yeah.
My Chemical Romance.
Yes.
Come on. So that says a lot right there. Mm-hmm. So like I said, just that's like, I guess, another thing. Just like whatever you see on social media or whatever you see off the bat, don't take it to sit like to face value, like surface value kind of thing.
I think
you have to kind of know.
John Wick was the other movie filmed there.
So where's the antis? They should be talking shit about
that's
My Chemical Romance and John Wick.
They're like, if you guys are going to bash on Le Sserafim, like, what about all these other people that use the church?
It's, those people saying it are just, they just
yeah.
had no idea, you know.
So dumb.
Uninformed
them.
And not educated. Correct, Haley. Let's see. So, I mean, we'll still be watching it. Well, I'm sure the views have been crazy. I
yeah.
think they broke the record, actually, for their own personal, for the group itself, for views on this video.
Mm.
Of like hitting 10 million the fastest, mm-hmm. I think I remember reading somewhere. Also, yeah, like I think that was it. Oh no, but you did mention Coachella, Haley.
Yeah.
Really briefly, you did.
Yes.
Because we all know that Le Sserafim will be performing at Coachella this year.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like I think last year was aespa at the.
And then didn't 21 come out?
And 21.
Mm-hmm.
And or was aespa at, was. I know Blackpink was year, like
uh-huh.
a couple years before. I'm trying to think. I'm going in order of recent years.
I'm trying to think, like, who else are you thinking about?
No, that's what I'm trying to think. Was it ESPA there, or was am I confusing it?
No, was ESPA was there.
Okay, so ESPA was at Coachella. So, oh yeah, you're right. Yeah. Yeah, and then like Blackpink before, so Les Seraphim this year. I'm worried, Haley, because the exposure, especially with what happened with Blackpink.
But what about ESPA?
I mean, maybe they got more ticket sales because of that. But I'm trying to say that I'm worried for whenever Les Seraphim drops their official world tour. Mm-hmm. When they have an official world tour, tickets here in the West will be freaking horrible. Mm-hmm. I'm talking resellers and just everyone wanting to see them. I mean, you could argue like ESPA technically did sell a lot of their stuff as well. I know Blackpink was, you know, mm-hmm. a different level.
Well, because Blackpink.
Or should I say next level, mm-hmm. huh? But I think it helped ESPA sales too, don't you think? Like I think the exposure kind of helped too.
I don't even remember if they sold everything.
I'm sure it helps a little bit. But and then you got HYBE, who's in charge of them.
Right.
Look how much they've been like promoting like everywhere.
Yeah.
So I hope I'm hopeful and I don't want them to get they're gonna be successful. I know that.
Obviously,
but I'm hopeful we'll get good tickets. That's all I'm saying.
But I mean, at least we got to see them at a smaller venue.
Oh yes, BlizzCon.
Yes,
that was fun.
That was like technically their first like
that was fun
performance
in the U.S.
In the U.S.
That was cool. Yes. So that was amazing
and
to see.
We were very close. So.
We were pretty damn mm-hmm. close. And now they're gonna be at Coachella, which I think is in a couple months. So.
April.
We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. I that was just one thing that popped into my mind mm-hmm. when you said Coachella. I was like, man, I'm kind of worried.
Yeah.
I'm kind of worried. So hopefully we get good tickets.
Pray.
Okay. So I think we talked a lot there. So I'm going to give everyone a little quick water break. Breathe. Inhale, exhale, take a few sips. Just to remind you all that you're still here tuning into the Permission to Stand podcast, where we have new episodes every single Thursday. So if you want to chat, hang out, listen about K-pop talk, we'll be right here. We also have our social media stuff that Haley will tell us in a second, and she will tell us how you could get a hold of us, actually.
Find us on Instagram and TikTok at Permission to Stand Podcast. And DM us on Instagram.
Why? What happened?
Because I feel like that's more convenient for us to come and talk to you as well. Send us stories and clips of all our favorite artists, which you guys have been doing, honestly. And we get to laugh and talk about it with you, too.
I don't know why your voice is getting higher and higher and softer.
I don't know what you want me to say. Every time you ask me to say that, I'm like, I don't know what they you can find me there, I guess.
You could say exactly that. Okay. That's it. Let's move on then, because we still have more news that's not Stray Kids and BTS yet, mm-hmm. which is a surprise. This is probably the first time we ever did this. So there you go. Let's see. Stacey, mm-hmm. you have a note here.
I do.
Stacey, Mashley Dance Challenge.
Yes. For all you anime fans, if you guys know MASH, the anime, there's this opening song that I've been obsessed with by Creepy Nuts called Bling Blang Bloom Boar.
And we're talking about, not MASH the anime. MASH is the character in the anime series called Mashley.
muscles and magic, basically.
Think of Harry Potter with One Punch Man, like Harry Potter, like Dragon Ball,
yeah.
If you don't even know One Punch Man,
it's very, very good.
It's interesting.
They have this. It's a really, really simple dance challenge. You basically just like twist your hips and like bling, 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 bling,
bling, bling, bling, bling, bling. It's that sounds.
I posted Stacey on there on our story, so you guys can probably remember. But yes, they did the challenge. I feel like they're one of the first K-pop groups that did it, and I'm so happy. I feel like other K-pop group should do it, because we all know that Yoon is an anime.
She's a weeb. Yeah, she's a weeb. So a fellow, not just a weeb, a fellow weeb. Yes.
I'm pretty sure that she's the one that.
What about Stray Kids?
I mean, I'm
they're
waiting.
Weebs too.
That's why I said my hope for them would be Felix and Lino, because they dance to Idol for Oshinoko.
Exactly, they're our only hope mm-hmm. at this point. Because there's nothing
especially
yet.
Especially Felix, he's dancing to that stupid other song. that Chinese song.
Oh, that like viral Chinese song. That was so random when he dropped that.
I love it.
But I guess it makes sense too.
Because they were in China at the time for the fan meet.
It was random for me thinking about it, but then looking back, it's the fan meet in China. So there you go.
Let's do a viral trend here in China. Yep. That was the one.
Well, speaking about dances, you have another one here. ZB1.
I do. Ricky specifically.
Of course. From the Toxic Ricky solo stand. Yes.
I am not. Ricky dances to DPR Ian's Don't Go Insane. So it's not his actual choreo. There is this choreographer on Instagram. Why are you laughing?
Choreographer. Yes. Choreographer. The word is what you're searching for.
Choreographer on Instagram.
Choreographer. Oh.
He's choreographing.
It sounds like something I took in high school, like or something.
Oh, okay. So it's not his actual choreo, but this guy on Instagram made it up, and then a lot of people have been doing this dance challenge, and it deals with using a belt, which is very sexual.
Okay, but yes. Well, it depends how you like. I just put a belt on my pants. No. I don't know what you're talking
about. They're dancing in a very, very sexy way. And I can't believe Ricky actually did the choreo.
Where is the location of this rope?
Of the belt?
Yeah.
So, like, he takes it off.
Okay.
And then he wraps it around his neck and chokes himself.
So that gives us kind of more understanding of where the sexual content comes from.
Okay, and then he handcuffs himself with the belt. And then he dances all sexy, and then he blindfolds himself with the belt. So if that's not sexy to you, I don't know what else.
If anything, it's impressive that he could do all that.
Yeah. So, like, this has been going around, and, like, I've seen other people doing it. And I was like, when are the K-pop idols going to get on it? So Seungwa, actually, from ATEEZ, he did it first. But
I could see Seungwa do that.
He didn't do it with a belt. I'm so freaking disappointed.
That doesn't count then.
That doesn't count. I was like, where the fuck is the belt?
Where the fuck is San?
San
needs to do it then.
Did he do this?
Uh-oh. You gotta go research?
I need to go look.
So San, hopefully. I can see San doing it.
There was some dance he did, but I don't know if it was that one. But then, Ricky did it.
When is Changbin gonna do this?
Don't let him do it. I'm going to pass out.
Oh my God. I don't even think I can imagine him doing it. I could see Hyunjin doing it more.
Yeah, Hyunjin. Definitely.
What about female idol? I want a female idol. Yes.
I mean.
Crickets? Okay, I guess not.
No,
never mind.
I'm trying to think who.
Well, I know.
I mean, there's a lot of girls who are doing it on Instagram and
I
TikTok,
could see,
actually.
Like, almost any. I could see, for some reason, for me, like, I could just see Hyunjin from the Seraphim.
Oh, of course you would, because you just think about her all the time.
Well, I guess that's also guilty about that. But I mean, I don't want to. I could say, like, because I think about it and listen to New Jeans a lot, but
no,
I don't know. Think
I
could
don't think
see,
any of them would do it.
I cannot
They're
imagine,
too baby.
Like in the current state of like where
Honestly,
they are.
Honestly, I feel like the idols that would do it are the ones from Sistar.
Oh, you're right. I can
I
see
feel
that.
Like they would
just have Jessie do it. Jessie Christ. Jessie will do it herself.
Jessie would definitely do it. But yeah, so.
But I'm talking about, like, yeah, I guess C-Star was the other one that would
probably. C-Star. Yeah, would do because it. They're, like, you know, older ladies.
I want Tablo to do it.
No. You know.
Can we have Tablo? Well, you know who should they should have for the guys for you to feed your quench and quench your thirst? Taemin.
Oh my God, he'd be perfect for it. Because of Guilty.
Exactly.
Right.
This man already knows how to deal with that stuff.
I feel like he's disappeared now after his promotion.
It's okay, then we'll just have...
But then, like, I feel like, because they're... Here's another thing about SHINee. Where the hell is our tour here? Because they're posting all these tours and whatever in Asia, and they're not coming here still.
Oh, you know, that sucks.
I'm like, what?
how could you guys
They're
do that to us?
They're announcing tours again for 2024, and there's no America.
What about your global shawls in the West?
What the hell?
We see how it is.
He didn't even get, like,
he wanted
the
to leave.
Taste of it from KCON.
I was going to say, I was going to bring that up. KCON, he wanted to get the hell out of here.
How
he was trying
dare
to leave.
You?
He probably reported back. He's like, no.
Oh, don't send me there again.
He's like, please don't send me back. Okay, I guess maybe if he's not going to do the dance challenge, we could just ask Minho.
Oh, Minho would do it.
Yeah.
But he's so funny, though.
But he's like a dad when he does stuff, dance challenges.
Actually, I don't know about him. He's questionable.
No, he's. I'll take it. He's funny.
He's funny.
He's good enough. It's more like a. It'll become a meme instead of a dance challenge.
Him and Key should do it together, and Key should wrap the belt around his neck.
Ooh. I'm sure it would probably end up being the other way around.
Oh, that's true.
let's see. We've been talking about this belt business for a long time, Haley.
Okay, go. Move on.
Did you know Selena Gomez had mistakenly shared a photo from all her concerts, and she made it like thankful for her, like, I forgot what her fandom is called.
Okay. But
for Valentine's Day.
Why mistakenly?
Mistakenly.
Is she not allowed to?
Mistakenly, on the photo she posted, there was, it's like divided into four, right?
Mm.
One of the four squares of the concerts, because it's like pictures of the concerts, right? Like of the fans.
Mm-hmm.
One of them was actually Girls' Generation concert. So SNSD. She didn't know her own, like, concert versus a K-pop concert.
Oh, so she accidentally posted them instead of hers?
It's literally, SNSD.
That's so funny. Maybe she did just, like, picked anything and was like, okay.
She might Google it up and then just pick whatever showed up. And then, first, you know how you can't trust every type of, like, search, right? Because, like, sometimes stuff will show up that's not relevant.
That's not hers. She couldn't even recognize
it. Here's a picture. I'm going to show it to you right now.
Oh, yeah, because all the pink lights.
Yeah, but it's like, that's Girls' Generation. And, like, see, there's the one. Oh, I guess the fandom is called Selenators. That's really, I did not know that. It's kind of weird. It's like Senators, which is even creepier.
Selenators. Is hers also, like, they use pink lights?
I guess so. But, I mean, you could accidentally use Blackpink, but she ended up using SNSD, so there you go.
That's so funny.
Maybe she's just the, you know, Girls' Generation fan, you know? Let's see. That was pretty funny when I saw that. Let's see, Haley. What else are we talking about? Oh, okay. It's about time. Talk about more religious stuff. We're not talking about the Presbyterian Church this time. We're talking about firstfruitsusa.org. Have you heard of this website before, Haley?
I mean, now I have.
I don't know if that was a hiccup or if that was actually a response.
I'm like, because, I mean, of course I've heard of it because I've seen it. But
so you know what this website is for?
Yeah,
though.
I mean, it's not about fruits.
It's
or shopping.
Yeah, you're right. It's about JYP.
Mm-hmm.
This is the website, JYP himself. I'll just refer to him as Father JY because I don't want to say JY Poppy if we're talking about this.
Mm-hmm.
And also with his official YouTube Bible study. So he's actually having a legit real Bible study thing.
Yeah, I feel like he's had seminars before.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, you know, that now that I'm glad you brought that up. So it kind of makes sense, but it's still surprising for many, as you can imagine.
Was his seminars just in Korea?
I think so.
And now it's going to the U.S.?
So, yeah, I mean, this is what's going on. He's going to have, I guess, like, that's like, obviously it's a USA site, right?
Mm-hmm.
But he is going to hold Bible study seminars four times a week. Two in English and two in Korean. So those four sessions in total.
This guy.
And we found out through his Instagram.
Yes.
So there you go. I mean,
that's his personal Instagram. He can post whatever he wants.
So, and that's how you know this guy doesn't troll either. This guy means business.
No, I mean, he's like really serious about it when he was doing his seminar. Because I felt like we had heard some of it because one of our friends loves JYP. I remember him sending it
like
before.
It's very interesting and creepy how much he loves JYP.
Mm.
Yes, and that's a male friend of ours.
Yeah.
So I guess maybe he will start attending the Bible studies.
But it would be online, right? Not here.
Of course.
Or is he coming here?
I don't.
Maybe. I mean, it's possible. He always comes here.
If that's the case, then I'm sure our friend will be joining.
Let's go.
Oh, you can have fun. You and James could just go. Just go without me. It's okay.
Oh, my goodness.
Also, we were talking about that JYP himself had a collaboration song.
Mm-hmm.
And that's with Coca-Cola. And it's not just JYP. He brought some of his kids from the JYP family.
Mm-hmm.
NMIX, ITZY, and Stray Kids.
Yes.
Probably all forced against their will to do a collaboration with JYP. the song is called Like Magic. We kind of talked about it briefly, I think, another episode. I haven't listened to it.
You haven't watched it?
No, how is it? I've only just seen the teaser trailers.
I think it would take a few listens.
Oh, okay.
It's not super catchy at first. I feel like the chorus is, but then the actual song is like. Mm.
I mean, that's how I feel like some people felt for the Coke collab with NewJeans.
Right. Well, they but didn't I like the chorus.
Exactly.
They liked
it's the reverse. It was like I liked the verses, the pre-chorus, like the whole intro buildup.
But the music video for this one with JYP Family is cool. Like, I like seeing them all together.
So
I don't know if they actually filmed all together. I think they were just all like.
They're like, no, please. Please do not.
Like, put in.
Do not put me in the same room as JYP. Like, then
no,
they have
to. I think they were with JYP.
Oh,
but, like,
no.
The other groups weren't all
well,
together.
Well, Seungmin and Haewon should be very happy at least, right?
Poor Seungmin.
He's the biggest JYP stan
no,
behind
he's not.
Behind well Haewon. Haewon is literally
is.
She is.
Seungmin is not.
Well, not anymore.
He's just forced.
Not anymore after that whole debacle of JYP falling into Seungmin's arms. for another dance challenge. Was that S-Class dance challenge? I don't even remember.
I think so.
Oh god. Okay. Let's move on. We've talked about JYP enough. Let's see new K-pop family members of the Calvin Klein family.
Ooh, Jungkook.
Yes, joining Jungkook.
Oh my god, Jungkook.
And calm down, calm your tits. If you get to,
I just thinking about his boobs bouncing.
Okay, you know
did
what?
Did you see it?
Yes, I did. Who else? Who didn't see it?
Oh my
so
god.
So I was, but I'm also. I've been watching and looking at obviously Jenny.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. I get fed as well, Haley. Okay. We get both fed together.
Did she release something new?
No, but
okay,
I don't care.
Okay, see? This is very recent. It was all over my
Explore. We talked about it last week.
He released another one. It was behind where he's running. And you can see his boobs physically
Never mind.
Bouncing.
I've seen that one. You're right.
Yeah,
you're right.
I see. That one was newly released this week. Yes.
So we are all getting fed in the K-pop community from Calvin Klein. Because
yes, bless.
From Jungkook and, of course, Jenny, we are now going to be fed NewJeans and 17's Mingyu.
Oh my goodness.
If they chose any person from 17, they chose the perfect person.
I mean, yeah. He has
this.
A good body.
And he's just a big, lovable doofus. But
lovable
we mean that
puppy.
We mean that in a great way. Because yes. he's just, the way he acts is like doofy. Because
he's
like,
so funny.
He's just like a big doof. Like, I don't know. That's what he is.
Doof.
But we love him because he's like funny. But you're right. He's a giant puppy. So, I mean, that's going to be cool to see.
So it's all of them.
Yeah, it's the whole group. And I'm sure it's not going to be like Jenny.
Anything sexual. Like
Jenny
that.
Or Jungkook status.
No.
If
Mingyu
anything,
might.
Mingyu will see Mingyu's boobs dangling and running.
Yeah.
Hopefully, right? But yeah, so.
Dangling.
They'll be.
Talking like they're saggy or something.
Doesn't matter. The dangles okay. Doesn't have to be saggy.
Something else
something
will dangle, but I don't think his boobs
Oh,
would.
Gotta turn on the AC in
oh,
here.
God.
Let's see. I lost exactly where we were talking about. Yes. So there you go. Sorry. Too busy thinking of Mingyu dangling. Something.
I mean, Calvin Klein has other stuff other than underwear. So
well,
what if
no
NewJeans?
Shit, Haley.
Of
course.
NewJeans might, like.
Yeah, of
not
course they're
going to
wear regular stuff, too. Oh my gosh. So this is the. So Calvin Klein is going to be having their campaign with NewJeans and 17's Mingyu.
They'll
be starting
together.
I don't. That's a good
Can
question.
You imagine?
They're from
the same company.
Hybe family, right?
Yeah.
But it's going to be starting this year, 2024, spring and summer. So I mean, it's gonna come up before we know it. It's just gonna drop, and we're gonna be like, oh shit.
I mean, Calvin Klein just drops stuff randomly.
Yeah, they don't give
honestly.
A shit. They don't care.
I didn't even expect those Jungkook ones. I was like, he's in the fucking military.
Jungkook boobies out of nowhere. I don't know.
Here again.
So he's there. Like, so just be aware. Of your surroundings, right? So that's going to happen. Also, update on Rosie.
Mm.
Talking about a little Blackpink now. You remember, she did ask about her solo fandom name to Blink.
Yes.
On her, now she's all over like Instagram with her broadcast channel.
Yes.
Guess what, Haley?
She hasn't chosen it yet.
Nope, she hasn't. So she's still thinking.
She said something like, I've been reading through all of them and I'm thinking about it. Oh, it's too hard to decide or something like
that. Yeah, of course, because there's like thousands.
Just
even though there's
petals.
Like probably a good five to ten. She's probably thinking about it. Probably has to look at it from with her legal team perspective about things that are trademarked already, what's
true.
Not, what to do to change that kind of thing. So there you go. No news yet, but we will update, of course, when it happens. But Did you know Jisoo finally unveiled her new label? So all of them have their own solo stuff going on now. This one for her is called Blissu.
It's cute. It reminds me of Blissey.
Yeah, it is cute, actually. And it fits Jisoo really well. And yes, of course, it ends with Su, like S-O-O, like Jisoo's name. So super excited about that. That means, you know, this is the time. This is the new era of Blackpink where all their solo activities managed by themselves, for themselves, except for Rosie. And they get to do whatever they want solo, like, wise. Musically, also, like, attending different shows, different fashion shows. And, of course, brand ambassadorship. So
I'm wondering when they'll, like, actually come together and do another comeback.
Why don't we ask YG? I don't know why he started talking softer. So there you go. YG has all the answers. And as you know, YG is really bad with it. Mm-hmm. So that's your answer. Mm-hmm. Haley, I think the people and myself have been waiting to talk about this topic.
Oh, really?
We are talking about the Hanteo Awards. So, I mean, why don't you kick us off about the madness? Yeah.
I guess to start, there was like a lot of stuff going on at this award show.
It does seem like it. I've seen so many reels of like,
what the fuck?
Left and right things going on.
It seemed like a mess, honestly. One of the things that happened was that there was a fight between a Zeros, which is ZB1's fandom, and an anti G-Wong fan.
So it's it's just all Zeros, but then a specific anti to a member.
Yes, exactly. So they basically yelled at the member and said, leave the group or something.
Damn. And they're doing it in public in front
of all
these people.
All the artists are.
Yeah,
and then so, of course, there are Zeros there. And then like this one wouldn't take that. So they started fighting and they had to be separated. And then you could see like a lot of the idols on stage were worried. I think it was Aespa specifically and 80s, especially Hongjoon.
Hongjoon was the one like pointing.
Yeah,
he was
like pointing to the security like, please, can you help those people? Like, why is no one controlling this? So yeah, they were very, very concerned for like the fans' safety and the people around them. So like they had to basically, the security finally went in and like separated them and pulled them out.
They finally went in and did their job.
Yes, exactly. So like the idols were doing the security's job at first. What else happened?
Oh, I think I know.
Someone took a huge dump.
Someone had diarrhea and shit in the GA area near the idols.
Oh, God. That's
so,
so disgusting.
This whole GA thing, because that's where the Zero situation happened, right?
Yeah, I don't know if that happened. I think that happened maybe before.
Doesn't matter. Like, it's just nonstop, like you said. But, like, yeah, someone shat themselves in, like, during this whole award show.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Not amazing. Can you imagine?
It is amazing because, like, I can't believe this actually happened.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine standing next to the person that just freaking shat themselves? That would smell so bad.
I know a lot of people were hearing about this, and I've heard it from other people, like a couple of our other friends, saying, like, they heard about it, but they didn't know if it's true. Oh,
right.
I think it's true.
I think because at first it started off as a rumor because like people were like, there's no way that someone would actually shit in front of their idols.
But the thing is, it's like there was like interesting. One of our friends, he was showing us different like proof of this guy.
Yeah.
That was planning to do all of this. Like this was not just random spontaneous diarrhea poop. It was kind of planned.
Do we know if it was a boy or a girl?
Actually, we don't know. Actually, it could be male or female at this point because it's all in Korean.
Right.
And even at the end, they apologize. Like, there was one, you know, about the plan that they planned all this.
Yeah.
And another one separately later on after apologizing and saying that they would pay for the laundry that people had to pay for if some of the poop splattered on them.
So, yeah, supposedly what happened was like, because you're like, what the frick, how can the poop splatter on the people around them?
Oh, yes.
Well, he pulled down his pants. We don't know if it's a boy.
Because it's a monster. This is monster.
It pulled down their pants and let loose. So, like, obviously, when you don't have anything holding it, it's going to splatter everywhere. Supposedly, someone else peed in the GA pit. Someone slipped because like someone on TikTok actually posted a photo of their jeans and it was had like shit and pee all over it.
So that's the worst.
So that's the laundry bill. That's
the the worst GA experience ever. This is the nightmares that we like hope to never encounter.
I would never have imagined this.
You can't go to the bathroom anyway. When you're GA in concerts, it's hard. You can't leave to go to the restroom. Haley knows this firsthand.
But the thing is, like, if I'm going to shit my pants, I'm going to leave. What the frick? I'm not going to do it right. Yes, I'm sure.
Okay, and yes, it was next to where, like, the idols sit. So, yes, it looks like some of them got a whiff of it.
They're,
like,
oh, yeah.
Holding their noses. And,
yes,
like,
and coughing.
It's just, like, fucking madness. This is, like, yeah, it was wild. Hanty Awards. Props for being the most memorable award show in very recent times. So that was going on. It's just like nonstop.
Sorry, that was the chair.
Oh, shit.
Okay. But one thing that happened that was like good. So Zhang Hao from ZB1, when Triple S went up to get their award, he bowed to every single member. And there's like 20 members. He bowed to every single one.
Respect.
So I was like, damn, okay.
So there you go. That's pretty cool, though. I'm glad he did that.
I was like, oh, because I think they won, like, Rookie of the Year or something. Triple S and then ZB1. So like, he was waiting for them to go off, and he's just bowing.
That's cool.
Many members, so I'm like, damn.
Yeah, they're trying to catch up to NCT, that's
why. They couldn't even take their whole group photo. They had to split them into two because they wouldn't fit. In the thing. I was like, damn, okay.
Well, shit, I'm still just thinking of the shit, to be honest. To be honest, I don't even think I would accept that bill because I would have fucking thrown away or flamethrowed all of my clothes.
If anything that touched my clothes, I'd strip and just throw
it. I would strip right there. I'm not going to... Why would I even walk out of the venue, let alone go home with the soiled clothes from someone else's bowels and urethra and even think about washing it. I would immediately throw in the garbage. I would throw it into the fucking fire. I don't know.
I have a really funny story. I don't know if this is like TMI, but then
it's too late now.
Speaking of like throwing away clothes if you pooped in them, so I remember it when my brother was younger, and then he pooped his pants. He was little, okay. And then my dad.
It happens. I have friends that have done that to themselves, so it's fine. And I'm not talking about myself. I literally do have friends that happened to.
But so my brother was little, and then my dad. I remember specifically he was in the bathroom and he was washing the soiled underwear.
Oh no.
In the bathtub. I was like, what are you doing? And then he was like, what am I doing? And then he just threw it away. He's like, why am I even washing
this? Your dad's like, yeah, wait, what the fuck am I doing?
He ended up them throwing away, but I was like, why are you washing those? Just throw it away.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Well, there you go. I'm glad you asked him.
That was so funny.
He needed someone to spark that little that thing.
I think it's because like back in the day too. I don't know if for you, but growing up for me, my diapers were cloth. Were yours?
What the hell century were you born in? You're not that much older than me, are you? Shit. Wait, you've been lying
surprise,
about your age.
Surprise, I'm a vampire. No, mine were
What the fuck? This is news to me, as you can tell. Haley's turning red, and she's, like, crying.
Maybe it's Australia?
I don't fucking... I thought you guys
maybe
are, like...
Because my grandma...
Are you guys, like, a third world country?
No.
Like, back when you were born?
No.
Mine was disposable.
Very...
Are you kidding
mine
me?
Mine was cloth.
Well,
and
not
so, like, people...
Mine?
They would wash them.
This is just the mid-80s or late 80s. What the hell are you talking about?
Anyway, yeah, I remember. They washed them. You see some of my photos when I was a baby, I'm wearing cloth diapers, and they would use like the pins.
The clothespin? Clothing?
Like the cute ones where they have little ducks and stuff.
Those ones. Those are cool. I've seen them in...
That's what they're used for.
I've seen them in like cartoons that were like from the 60s and the 70s.
Yeah, that's what era I was born in, I guess.
I guess. You didn't even know.
Maybe because my grandma.
Well, possibly. Yeah, I'm surprised.
Okay, anyway.
I'm sure the technology
exists. That's
existed.
Probably why my dad was like, oh, I should wash it. Because, like, he was used to it with his...
When you shat yourself?
I guess.
I mean, I don't know. Is that...
Anyway, that is
news. That blows my mind.
Oh, I thought that was a thing back then.
No,
never mind.
Yeah, maybe like hundreds
of... In the 60s?
Like I said, maybe. I have no more words, Haley. Let's move on.
Okay.
Let's move on. Let us carry on. This is where I guess we should talk about. This is still the permission. This is still the permission not to the stand poo-poo. Podcast. Yes, not the poo 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 podcast.
Yeah.
So yes, thank you for still joining us and hanging in there. Oh, we do have one more segment, of course. Haley's specialties, BTS and Stray Kids. Mm-hmm. This is kind of another time where you can take another quick bathroom break because we don't want you to shit yourself or shit anyone around you.
Oh my god.
And also take a water break and don't forget to give us a like, rating, subscribe, hit that notification bell. If you're still here, if you're still tuning in and you never have done this yet by now, we're pretty much available on all streaming platforms, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, wherever you're tuning in. It helps a lot, kind of helps get the, you know, more into our K-pop permission to stand community. Fellow K-pop stans who didn't really have other people to talk with can listen to us and enjoy all this K-pop talk and shit, I guess
poop nonsense.
Yes, exactly. And this episode especially. So yeah, that helps not just us, but helps a lot of other people. So don't think that it's just for us. It's for everyone, because like Haley said, on Instagram and TikTok, that's where we have a lot of our videos. But on Instagram specifically, we do have a lot of fan engagement in our DMs. Many of you like just reacting to our stories because we post a lot of random like IG reel
dumb
stories.
Shit.
Yeah, pretty much literally again. I guess the shit reference will not end this episode. But also you guys send us really funny stuff too. We got to talk chat stories. And one of the most recent ones I'll bring up here, I don't even think he listens to us. But he like found us recently because, you know, a lot of people have been like simping over the Mina thing.
Yes, it's at 1.5 million views.
Mina. Okay. Thank you, Sharon. Someone had told me, they're like, they saw, actually, it's not from that. It was from one of my sauna bowing video. So the sauna bowing video, someone saw it and then sent us a DM saying, hey, that was you. I was on the opposite side and I got the moment where she bowed from you, but from the opposite side.
That's funny.
It sucks that the Instagram makes videos that are sent in DMs, like really shitty quality.
Yeah.
But, I saw it. Did I show it to you?
No, you didn't.
Remind me to show it to you after this podcast, but it was really cool to see. Like, it literally was.
Because
it just
like,
sucks.
Whoa.
It was like super, it's super like pixelated. Blurry and pixelated. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because Instagram sucks. But we get a lot of those interesting stuff. So, yeah, feel free to hang out, chat with us about K-pop. Most of you should know who we simp for and vice versa, I think, after you send us who you guys simp for. So, Haley, let's do it. You used to simp for this group.
I still do. Specifically
Jungkook.
I mean,
Jimin now. You remember him.
I remember Jimin.
So I guess
yes, Jungkook recently.
BTS time with Haley. Here we go.
So
well, we know what's going on with BTS.
They're in the military.
But somehow we do get posts.
We do.
Like actual IG posts from the members, specifically like Jungkook and Tae.
Yeah, those two specifically are very, very active.
We know what still. They do with their free time.
They're like Instagram.
Straight to the phone. Where's my phone?
On Instagram. So J-Hope, it was recently his birthday, and he surprised ARMY saying that he is dropping a new series on March 28th, and it's going to be on Prime.
That's crazy.
That's
pretty wild, actually.
It's called Hope on the Street. Basically, it is going to be a docuseries, and it's going to follow his dance journey.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
And then he said that he goes to, like, different places and then, like, where he learned dance. And it's going to be 6 episodes, and, yeah, if you have Prime, check that out.
That's actually cool. That's a pretty cool concept. That would be pretty nice to watch. Hope on the Street?
Hope on the Street.
Okay.
He also is releasing a special album with the same name.
Ooh, so also Hope on the Street. Okay.
Volume 1, and it will be released on March 29th.
Right after it releases, like his docuseries. That's pretty cool.
And it will also have 6 tracks.
And in addition to also having 6 tracks, it'll also has
Yoonjin. Is it
Sure? My girl, the Seraphim. Yeah, no, I think she's going to be featured.
Oh, it is
going to
be featured.
On the special album. She's one of the tracks. I think I read she might even be like the 4th or 6th track. We'll see. But she's going to be there. So I guess, Yoonjin is everywhere for me.
That's exciting. I mean, she did that other collab with Max.
Yeah, she's been exactly like she. I mean, she's really good and really active. As an artist.
Right, like, she's very versatile.
She's she's been writing her own music for a long time, mm-hmm. so it makes sense. So there you go. Jennifer is everywhere. She's going to take over Coachella, watch.
Yeah, she is. Especially because, I mean, she speaks English.
She speaks English, plus, yeah.
She's very American.
Plus the appeal that she mm-hmm. she drops and leaves behind. Speaking mm-hmm. about appeal.
Stray Kids.
That was a horrible, segue, but I guess you could work with it, Haley. Stray Kids
has a lot of appeal. So we all know that Felix was volunteering in Laos during his time off for his vacation.
How could we not forget those really cool, cute, and pretty like wholesome but awesome pictures, right?
He's so cute.
That was really cool with the kids.
Yeah. So after that, he actually went back home to Australia. So good for him. He was with his family. The reason why we knew that he was in Australia is because on Bubble, he was saying like, okay, my mom is telling me that I have to sleep now until he said... And he was like, oh, she said to say goodnight to you guys, too. So he was at home. He didn't, like, specifically say he was in Australia, but then because if his mom was there, that's the only reason he would be.
I'm glad that it was only because of Bubble that we knew he was there, not crazy saucing say something.
Exactly.
So that's all I'm happy about. Mm-hmm. And goodnight to Felix's mom.
Exactly. I was like, oh, she's so sweet.
Goodnight, auntie.
Also... Stray Kids, because we all know that they're having their fan meet in Korea.
Yes, I remember because you've been punching the air.
As always. It's going to be in March for 3 days for Seoul. So this is actually going to be
their...
That's
a long one, actually. Yeah. Holy shit, three days?
So
what do you do?
I don't know.
You see them every day?
Yeah, I mean, if you live there...
Must be fucking nice.
Some people go every day. But
even if you don't live there, if you're invited, you'd be there too. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. But then the third day is streamed. You can pay for it.
Oh, okay.
I guess.
Are you gonna do it?
No.
Okay, of course.
I always find it. I know someone who uploads it.
Oh,
so
Haley
I'm
has
on
a,
them.
Has a guy
I
or
do.
A girl.
A girl.
Haley has a girl. Okay.
Sput.
Oh, I love Sput.
Sputnik.
Oh, okay.
Okay. But
I was thinking of potato Spud. So yeah, Sputnik too, I guess.
But they also announced that they're having their first fan meet in Japan, like their actual official one.
When do you think they'll ever have America?
Never. So this one is called Stray Kids Toy World. It was really cute.
Oh, the concept was sick.
I liked it. It's like in the little gacha.
Yeah, that was really
cool.
With
the skazoo. They're really using the skazoo for this one.
Japan, because that's how Japan is.
Right.
Japan loves like
all the
trinkets and cute toys and plushies. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's why Japan is chef's kiss.
Honestly, I feel like Japan they're like the most loved child. We are the forgotten child, the U.S.
We're that meme where we're sinking in the bottom as a skeleton of the pool.
and then Japan
is the one
Korea
that's being held in the air.
Korea is the middle child.
Yeah.
And then we're
Japan
just the forgotten.
Japan is being held in the air and loved.
Yes, exactly.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, it was really cute concept because they have their skazoo characters, but they're wearing like kigurumis of the other characters. So like, what was cool was that Dweki and Ginny Rhett had switched.
Oh, that's good. That's fine. That's ironic enough because I feel like you would do that here with your plushies.
I know, but then like everybody else was like not in their usual pairings, so like
so
it wasn't
cool.
It wasn't Han and
Lino, right?
I think it was Han and Bang Chan. It was like a different.
That's
mix,
pretty cool.
But the
that's
one that was stayed together was Ginny Rhett and Dweki, of course. I feel like Changbin maybe told them, "I
want
to be with Hyunjin."
Hyunjin, yeah, I can see that
exactly.
And he's probably yelled it too.
Yeah. So their fan meet is going to be Osaka, 2 days, April 6 and 7, and then Saitama, April 27 and 28.
Wow, so they're having, it's like a mini tour.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
I mean.
Damn, must be nice.
Yeah, so like straight after their fan meet in Korea, they're going to Japan. I'm going to go through like their schedule because someone was so kindly put this together.
The thing is too, the reason why like Japan gets all this really cute cool stuff with mm-hmm. like plushies. Like, we're even talking about, like, Twice.
Yeah.
Twice has their lovelies, which they don't even really... They don't really
market it here at all.
Let alone the West. But I'm talking about, like, even Korea, really. It's mostly Japan.
Oh, that's true.
Because Japan, they are obsessed with, like, physical, cute merchandise. They love collectibles, merchandise, like, plushies, all that stuff. That's why, like, sales for merch does so well. And they get a bulk of, like, really cute, very cool, unique merch for, like, everything.
Everything else. But the thing is, like, I feel like if they brought it here, people would buy it.
People would buy it, but it's not at the level. I know we assume that, like, it'll sell. It'll sell for sure here.
Yeah, we'll
but
just
not,
buy everything.
But not the same level. Like,
that's
it won't
true.
Sell
not
out.
Every single person
like, people
buy
are,
it.
They're kind of psychotic. To the point of collecting
it's
and
true.
Getting all that stuff.
You speaking of that, when we went to Disney Sea,
yes.
do you remember specifically Duffy?
Oh, I fucking remember.
Okay, so I'm pretty like picky too when I have to pick out my toys that I'm going to take home because I'm looking for like defects.
Okay, but
right?
okay, I guess I'll explain first.
Okay,
because you have to explain to the people who don't know what Duffy is.
Duffy
Disney Sea is the other. It's like instead of Disneyland, it's another theme park. And yes, it's like a sea, like Disney Sea. It's really cool. It's
surrounded by ocean.
It's a beautiful and really unique Disney park. Mm-hmm. The thing is, their merchandise is kind of gone around not just the usual Mickey and Friends characters.
Uh-huh.
It's based on Mickey's teddy bear.
Yes.
His name is Duffy. Haley is fact checking, or not fact, she's making sure I'm saying all this correctly.
Uh-huh.
I could hear that. So Mickey's teddy bear. His actually like stuffed bear kind of like has his own life, is alive, right?
Yeah.
Duffy. So that's him. She has like a girlfriend named Shelly Mae.
Yes.
And a bunch of other friends.
Yeah,
right?
So basically their line is Duffy and Friends.
Duffy and Friends. Mm-hmm. And it's like all different types of characters as well. They're all different animals, but they're all very cute. It's not like the typical Disney stuff. It's like really, like, you should just look it up really quick if you have never heard of this. They're huge in Japan.
I'm obsessed with them too.
You're not the only one obsessed. Japanese are literally obsessed with Duffy and Friends more than even the actual Mickey and Friends characters.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a whole big thing in Japan.
Yes.
So
specifically Disney Sea.
So that's kind of like the background of what Haley's about to talk to, because when we were at Disney Sea at the shop, at the gift shops, like, you know, the stores in the near the front of like the theme park. So there you go.
Yeah, so we were looking because I wanted to buy Duffy merch. And then I was checking like and comparing like, which one looks the best. And I'm pretty quick about it. I'm not super, super picky.
We're not talking about like which one is the best, like different kinds. We're talking about one single character, like multiple of them. You know how like when you go buy something and it's like you just pick it off a rack. But this is the case is different. You're not just picking off the rack. You're looking through the whole rack of the same stuff.
Yes.
Of
the
same character.
The same
design.
Oh my gosh. But then what was crazy is because I was watching all these girls and they were like doing the same thing that I was doing, but to like the 100th degree.
To like a molecular level.
The smallest hair on their head and
they're
fur.
Looking at like the like is it off by an angle like or was the tag or like is like the ear less folded or
it
like,
was crazy was... they took forever. I was like, wow. But yeah, so they love their merchandise, they love collecting all that stuff, and they're very like pristine about
oriented
it. Yes.
And like they keep everything clean and they take care of their stuff
exactly
like Haley said. It's like when you buy resold stuff.
Oh, it looks
even from
brand
the,
new.
Even from the stores that sell secondhand stuff, it's literally brand new.
Yes.
It's freaking insane.
The packaging looks the same.
And because it's now secondhand, it's even cheaper.
Yeah,
well, sometimes.
We bought a lot of like secondhand anime figures, but then they're wrapped up like they were brand new.
You would never have known. It's wild.
It's
pretty
crazy.
Cool, though.
Anyway,
now this is a podcast about Japan and Japanese culture.
Yes, we love Japan. Enough. Stray Kids does too, I guess. Anyway.
Easily.
So, like, going off their schedule, because, like, they're very, very busy at the beginning of the year, but not doing tourist stuff or comeback stuff. So, at the end of February, Hyunjin is doing his solo schedule for the Versace fashion show. February 23rd. He's actually there already. Like, he took the plane. We saw his airport fashion. He's wearing Versace.
He's there. I mean, there's a lot of other K-pop idols going there. Hani left for Gucci for Gucci stuff.
So is Ning Ning going for Versace?
I have a feeling she might. I didn't see anything, but you would imagine, right? Like, you would think.
So, March. So, IN, he's actually going to the fashion show in Paris for Alexander McQueen. Then Felix is going to Louis Vuitton fashion show in Paris, March 5th. Then Stray Kids has their pop-up cafe. Oh, I'm so, like, upset.
Okay, now that you brought up a pop-up, I'm really sad because Le Sserafim had a pop-up as well. I hate it here. We don't get any of this cool stuff.
Yeah, where's our pop-up? At least twice.
Well, twice did actually.
And Blackpink.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
At least.
We got fed a little bit.
BTS.
Crumbs.
BTS did.
Duh, yeah. Crumbs.
Man.
But then, like, I don't know if Blackpink or BTS, did they visit their pop-ups? Because I know Twice did, which was the crazy part.
Blackpink did, but not.
No, yeah. Not like when Blink were there.
And so did BTS, but then it wasn't.
It was like an off time, yeah. Right? I see.
Twice
is crazy because they actually came when fans were shopping.
Yes.
That's wild.
So, yeah, they have their Skazoo pop-up cafe. And then they also have their fan meeting at the end of March, like I said, March 29, 30, 31. This is the one in Korea, Stray Kids Magic School. So they're basically...
Like Mashley.
Mashley.
And Harry Potter.
And they actually said that they want their fans to come in school uniform, purple. That's their color.
Oh,
remember how
purple.
Stacey? They picked purple too.
Yeah.
I guess they all like BTS.
Jorge.
And then we have April. Stray Kids Toy World in Kyocera Dome, Osaka, April 6 and 7. And then they have some award show in Yokohama, Japan, April 10th. It's the Asia Star Entertainer Awards, and then at the end of April they have their other fan meet for Japan.
Well,
April
27 like
and 28. So like going off that, so like obviously they're very freaking busy. So this is my prediction based off the rumors that we had talked about, saying that like they're going to have a comeback in June. So my prediction is that because their schedule in March and April is like all the fan meets, and then May would be when they would be dropping their teaser trailer and then like all their concept photos, pre-orders, because you know that they take a month to do that, because I feel like Twice has been like doing that for a month.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
And I feel like JYP does that, so like for a month they'll be doing all these concept photos, like every week they'll drop something new of the members, and then so comeback would be June, and then maybe we'd get a tour announcement around that time, or they could do it after July or like in July when they're doing all their Europe stuff, all their festivals. So they have the festival in the BST Hyde Park in London and then iDays in Milan. So I'm assuming they're going to announce like their world tour like starting July, August. Oh, no, August.
I don't think so. I think August, September,
August,
right?
September, sorry.
If anything, maybe...
Not July, because July, maybe, they're in Europe.
Maybe August, September, October. But that's going to be just Asia first.
Yes, Asia
from
first.
How they usually do it.
Exactly. But then, like, their actual comeback would be June.
Right.
Because, you know, that's just my prediction. Based off of, like, their schedule, I'm like, they're so busy at the beginning of the year, there's no way that they could drop, like, a tour right
if
now.
If there's a world tour and they come to the States, like, or to the West or Americas... I think it's either end of the year or beginning of next year.
Yeah, that's true.
That's like that's probably if based on like what you said. So that's possibly. So anything, just start saving. Start saving up.
Yes, exactly. Which I've been doing. So one last little thing here, which I thought was really cute. So on the new Stray Kids Talker episode, because we had mentioned this before, that Hyunjin had his headphones signed by DJ Snake and then Adam Levine of Maroon 5, like one on each.
Thanks to Felix.
So, but we didn't know that.
Oh.
We thought he just had the signature. So they showed the behind of how he got those signatures.
Oh, spoiler alert.
And yes, it was all thanks to Felix. So Hyunjin was actually really, really nervous to go up to them and ask, because obviously he's like, English is not as good as Felix is. I feel like he could have done it. His English is like decent, but he was like very, very shy. And he was like, Felix, could you please ask them for their autograph? So yeah, Felix was like, my friend here. Like he took, Hyunjin was like standing behind him.
It's like when you introduce or like take your friend.
Yes.
Felix is the wingman.
That's exactly what it was. He's like, my friend here was wondering if it's okay to get an autograph. And he's like, thank you so much and stuff like that. And he had to do it twice. So he did it for like Adam Levine. And then like they took, and then DJ Snake actually asked Stray Kids as a whole to like take a photo. And then like, and then he left. And then Hyunjin came up to Felix again. He's like, could you ask him to? And Felix was like, why didn't you ask him when he was standing here? So, like, they had to go to his dressing room and ask for the freaking art. It was just really cute, like, little interaction. I was like, oh, Hyunjin's like us, like, being so embarrassed. But then Felix is all like, yeah, I'll do it. You know, I have no shame. Because, like, Hyunjin is actually an introvert. Yeah, Felix is an extrovert. So
it's perfect.
And then one little thing here, Cammy's birthday, Hyunjin's puppy, because he's home right now. They're all doing stuff with their family, basically.
Thank goodness.
Because they're on vacation because they have a lot of shit to do when they get back, starting end of this
month. They need to recharge.
Month. Exactly. So it was Cammy's 9th birthday, and Hyunjin was able to be home with his family to celebrate, and he had gotten Cammy a cute little ducky hat. It was so cute because he sent photos and videos of it on Bubble, and Cammy was like, had like all these dog cakes and treats, and then he was
spoiled.
Eating it. He was very spoiled.
Like,
oh. But yeah, Hyunjin loves Cammy like a lot.
Oh, of course. I think
so much.
I think it's just like with like any of their pets.
No,
I
mean,
Bangchan with
Barry.
Yeah.
Oh, he loves Barry. Yeah, so Bangchan got to see Barry too because he went back home.
Of course.
And then Lena was with all his cats. So
yeah,
they've honestly been just recharging, spending time with their friends and family, much needed. I'm glad that JYP lets them do that.
Oh, because they fucking need it.
They work so hard.
They need this shit.
Yeah, starting at the end of this month, that's it.
Like, that's it. I know exactly.
They're nonstop until whenever. Next year.
They're not going to have a break for like, till next year maybe.
Yeah,
so.
Till next year. That's it.
That's it. All right. So I think we should stop it and end it here. But before we do, I just want to thank everyone for still joining us. If you're still hanging in there, don't forget to hit that notification bell. Give us a like, rating, subscribe for the Permission to Stand podcast. We have new episodes about K-pop talk, news and updates every Thursday. We're on all streaming platforms for the most part. Wherever you're tuning in, that means you found us. And all the ratings and all the, you know, all that stuff, the little things help, even though it just takes, you know, a few seconds of your time. We really appreciate it. And Haley, where can they find us and what can they do there?
Find us on Instagram and TikTok at Permission to Stand Podcast and DM us on Instagram.
If you want to chat a little bit about any of the groups you're simping for or any of the idols you're simping for from those groups. So there you go. And I think that's it.
We should be called the Permission to Simp Podcast. Just kidding. I'm just joking.
Maybe next year. Maybe
No. I'm just joking.
Anyway, so they might think it's a different podcast. So thank you everyone for joining us. Till the next episode, everyone, please take care, stay safe, and as always, peace.